This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Isaacs and Isaacs, personal injury lawyers, address on file. Dear gentlemen, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Thalacia Morton, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is T-H-E-L-A-Y-S-H-A. Last name is Morton, M-O-R-T-O-N. On November 7th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taking the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 26-year-old female, height 5'1" tall, weight 176 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about June 20th of 2020, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. She was involved in a head-on type collision, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was in a Pontiac sedan, and her vehicle was struck by another vehicle, period. Despite adequate treatment, she is still having pain and problems involving her mid and low back area, period. She states that in the injury, the car flipped and airbags were deployed, period. New paragraph. Her mid-back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. The pain is described as an intermittent type pain, period. The pain lasts approximately 3 hours per day in duration, period. It is described as a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent type pain, period. The duration of the pain is approximately 4 hours per day, period. It is described as a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that at that day she was seen at Eskenazi emergency room, period. She had x-rays and was placed in a neck brace, period. She states that her neck pain had resolved, period. Approximately 2 weeks later, she had a follow-up at Grassy Creek. That's Grassy Creek Clinic, period. She was seen there a couple times, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, sleeping, comma, and running over one block, period. New paragraph. Under prescription medication, denies other than over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition. Includes stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for depression and hypertension associated with the pregnancy, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her mid and low back in the past, period. The patient has not been in a serious automobile accident, period. The patient has not had a work injury, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is unremarkable. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is a CNA. That's CNA part-time, period. She states that she was fired from her original job due to this automobile accident, period. She presently can work full-time without limitation, period. She states she missed 3 to 4 months of work, period. New paragraph. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Result from Indianapolis EMS states on scene found this to be a head-on collision with one vehicle resting on its driver's side, period. Complains of anterior chest wall pain, period. Patient is placed in a cervical collar, period. Records from Eskenazi Emergency Room Department, June 20th, 2020, states 23-year-old female here after being a restrained driver in an MVC, period. Per medics, the car was involved in head-on collision, period. Patient only complaining of a little bit of discomfort in the anterior portion of her chest, period. She also has a little bit of pain in her left hand near her index finger, period. Patient also complaining of a feeling of something being bothering her in the bilateral eyes, period. On physical examination, they document mild abrasions of the anterior chest wall in the midline, period. Their final diagnosis is exam following motor vehicle collision with no apparent injury, period. They started her on some Tylenol, period. They also state patient is 23-year-old female who presents with MVC, period, restrained driver, period, no loss of consciousness, period, complaining of chest wall pain, period. Exam demonstrates tender depalpation over the sternum, no obvious deformity, period. Their plan is x-rays pending. If negative, return precautions, period. X-rays of the hand 3D impression evaluation somewhat limited given technical positioning, period. Allowing for limitations, the osseous structures appear anatomically aligned, period. No definitive radiographic evidence of a displaced or acute fracture, period. Chest x-ray showed mediastinum and cardiac size normal, period. Otherwise unremarkable, period. Another record, different day from Eskenazi Emergency Room Department, June 22nd, 2020, period. States MVC 2 days ago. Today still has low back pain, period. They did a examination, and their final diagnosis was back pain, period. New paragraph. After performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, I have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as it relates to the automobile accident of June 20th, 2020, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, thoracic trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. Number two, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number three, chest wall trauma resolved. Number four, left hand trauma resolved. Number five, bilateral orbital trauma resolved, period. The above five diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of June 20th of 2020, period. New paragraph. In reference to permanency, the patient does have permanent problems involving the thoracic and lumbar regions, period. The patient has persistent pain and diminished range of motion that will persist for the remainder of her life, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the thoracic region, utilizing Table 17-3, the patient qualifies for a 1% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing Table 17-4, she qualifies for an additional 1% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 2% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of June 20th of 2020, period. As a patient ages, you will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the thoracic and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph, future medical expenses will include the following, period. Over-the-counter analgesics and anti-inflammatories would cost approximately $50 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some injections in the thoracic and lumbar regions would cost approximately $1,800, period. A back brace at a cost of $250 would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records. And I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.